Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. And of course, Sunday Live, the name of the show, you can call it that, or you can call it the Sunday Feel. We have Sipho Paulos and Jabulani Dominic on the line here. Let me start with you, Jabulani. Sawubona Bhuti.
Siyaphila kodwa.
Siyaphila, sibuze wena Bhuti, ngathi usemsindweni nje, kwenze njani?
Ah, sibonga uNkulunkulu, yazi, ngisendlini vele.
How? Okay. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Let me also greet my brother Sipho there and also the wonderful listeners in the name of Jesus.
Amen to that. And of course, Sipho Paulos is on the line. Sipho. Ngiyaphila unjani kodwa kuwe?
Hawu sibingelele, sibingelele uJabulani Dominic, umjebhana insizwa yale. Hola de.
Ya, yabuza athi hola de, hola de.
Hola.
Indaba ezimnandi. Amen. Hey madoda, lesikhathi ngisaproducer i-Gospel Gold, uSipho-ke. Hey, bengicabanga ukuthi naye uzofika phethe join nesikhali. Isikhali esine-stash. Yesibona ukuthi le-stash sayizolo lesabekwelangeni. Sasuswa singakawomi kahle. Bese sabekwa phezu eduze kwestofu lese basibiza ukuthi iDover.
Yeah.
Welcome Dover. Yebo. Yeah, maka jikeleza ngaso kusasa maka sibamba so maka siye kubona sonke istatch sila isandleni saka phethi isikhale sisha madoda. Awu, sikhalanga. Hey, Nkosi yami. Right, yeah. And of course, welcome to both of you, man. It's so good to have you. You know, we are going to talk about something that both of you perhaps maybe you have made yourself familiar with, since it's 7 days since this topic came out.
Yeah.
And it's important that we take note of it and look as to the implications of it, you know, what it is even all about and what it says. We are going to look into that, and I trust as we do so, you'll be blessed so much in a mighty way. How do we stay innocent?
Mm.
How do we stay innocent?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How to stay innocent before Yahuwah, before the King of Glory, before our Heavenly Father, Abba. How do we stay innocent? What does the word of our Father say with regards to our innocence and staying in that innocence? How do we do that? So many books have been written, so many interpretations by the so-called charismatics, and so much has been said with regards to our innocence, and sometimes very dangerous predictions have been made to an extent that our innocence has been equated to freedom of a sort which went on actually being a disguise of license, where people went on to say, but the Lord knew, since I am in Him, He knew I was going to do this, so He has forgiven me ahead, which means I am completely innocent, even though I sin. These are the things we hear from people. These are the things we hear from some theological movements of the born-agains. And it's you know, I'm using the word born-again so that you can understand which group I'm talking about. And this has gone on to presumptuousness, where many people had deduced, instead of picking up fact, but they have deduced, that since he is gracious, then he will be gracious to me on this. Since he is not a changing God, then he will continue to be gracious to me with regards to this. The issue of a man reaps what he sows, God cannot be mocked. That thing, no one looks into it, they don't even care about it. They don't even want anything to do about that. Go and check their theology. Go and study it. Go and research their documents, some of the things that they've done. Others on a thesis level who had written about the very conceptions of innocence. They have led many to error because they went out of the context of the word of Yahuwah. They went out. They went into what we call a deductive approach. Many people who are teachers, they would understand what that means. They started to deduce some senses and then started to formulate their own points of departure. Various of them. And everyone came with their own sense of innocence. So, what is regarded as innocent, esontweni lakaJabulani, balibiza praiseonthemountain.com, and what is presumed as sinful, esontweni lakaSipho, ebalibiza worshiponthemountains.co, nasesontweni elinye lakaRay, ebalibiza zabalaza.com. You find that what is deemed as innocent kuJabulani is deemed as sin kuSipho. And then what has been deemed as sin kuSipho and innocent kuJabulani is deemed as holiness kuRay. So it's a confusing stature. And that is why we have, and check this out, we have what we call bazalwani fluctuations. It means abazalwani, you know, umaseba diniweke ukhonza lapha kuJabulani babalekela kuSipho. Na kuSipho, after some few years, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, bayobaleka babuye futhi kuRay. But do you know kuRay futhi babalekele futhi kuJabulani? KuJabulani khona abanye abaphumile ebecale labo bese babaleka. It's just the relay of abazalwane. No one is getting saved. It's just these people circulating these churches. And they are dwindling now kune corona nama biza ama lockdown. People are backsliding like nobody's business, like popcorn.
Sure.
We need to be careful about these things anyway. We really need to be careful. We really need to look at ourselves and say, Mara la bokwenze njani umuntu azocedelela enze into efana nale. We really need to be careful. We really need to look into these things and say to ourselves, Mara, awuwa bana man. Awuwa man. When it comes to the innocence that I have been told of, the innocence I had been told by the Lord, what has happened? You know, what has happened? What has happened? So we are going to look into that, and I trust as we do so, the Lord will bless you so much in a mighty way, and you will enjoy quite a lot of these, man. We are talking about what is deemed as innocence. You know, which means that which is without guilt or guile, according to the Word of God. Now, the Word of God says quite a lot on this. You can look into this and you will see. It says quite a lot on this. When you look into the Word of the Lord in Genesis 2:25, it says, "And they were both naked. The man and his wife." It does say the man and a strange woman. No, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. It is a life in which everything is exposed to the Lord and there is no shame in it. That is innocence. Divine innocence. Everything visible unto the Lord, and none of those things are a cause of shame in our lives. When we become forgiven and washed of all sins, we become like that. Everything becomes bare to the Lord, and we are without guile. Innocent. Check it out, man. It speaks this also in Genesis 20, verse 5. Did he not say to me, she is my sister? And she even herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, I have done this. Innocence is also spoken of as a form of integrity, the integrity of a heart. Hey, wanna integrity, man. Of a heart. O bona ka marapelo monna go tswelotse dintsi. Hm? Ka motho o lebeletsa o tlhobotsa ba o apesa ba o tlhobola o apesa o tlhobola o apesa. Ka marapelo. Ke movie. But here it's spoken of and it is said that it is the integrity of a heart. Manifesting in the innocence of doings, what my hands are doing, reveal that which is in my heart, whether it is integrity or not. Numbers 32:22, when the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you may return and be blameless before the Lord, before the Lord, before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. Be blameless. It means there must be nothing that is accusing you. Being blameless. Nothing that is accusing you. We're touching on that. We trust the Lord is blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic and also Sipho Paulos.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
657 AM, there we go. Sipho, let me bring this to you then. When we talk about being without shame. Adam and Eve were before the Lord and they were without shame. But nah, innocence 101. Wa bona mo like innocence to the highest extent. Sipho.
Wow, what an amazing topic today from this. And we thank God for this calling opportunity to teach us how to be innocent before Him, being blameless, being without any blame before God. And I've loved the way you introduced the temple, which is whereby we see the integrity of a heart. Because most of our time, when they say, we try to be innocent before God, but our heart is contrary to what people see outside. And it is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are made, being perfect, being blameless before God. Remember, we are born in sin, and we thank you to the blood of Jesus when it comes into our life. By accepting Him as our personal Savior, He cleans us through His blood. And then we have to remain in that situation of being innocent before God through the blood of Jesus. Remember, we have to stress this in full security. We cannot be innocent with our own strength. It is only through the blood of Jesus Christ that took all our sins and all our iniquities away. And we thank you to this innocence. It is true. The blood of Jesus Christ. And remember, it's by Jesus when we saw now He became the sin, so that we can be the righteousness of God. In that righteousness of God, that's where it comes in, the principle of being innocent before God. Even though we're born in sin, but we thank you for the blood that it has created the innocent, the integrity of a heart through the conviction of our heart by the word of God. And the word of God, it's a seed, I mean, sow in our heart, the uncorruptible seed that is able to produce that innocence before God. The Bible in Malfunda, literally, chapter 1, verse 1, as when I say, Uzi, according to the Lumile, Inesabun Kurunkulu, Yenzo Gurse, Ibalege Logubi. Those are the characteristics of being innocent before God. In other words, you avoid sins, you walk blameless before God as he commanded Abraham, that Abraham walked before me blameless. In other words, it is the form of the interpret of an heart, whereby you've got all the call and opportunity to make sin or to do sin, but your heart convinced by the Holy Spirit, you avoid being subscribing to the sin at that particular time. That's what makes Joseph being innocent in the house of Potiphar, where he had the element of fearing God in his heart, where the queen asked him for 40 consecutive days, saying, please, Joseph, sleep with me. But because of the innocent heart, the integrity of an heart of Joseph, the son, between the age of 17 and the youth stage, whereby people, they said, ah, Joseph, I was going to go. But thank God, the innocent got Joseph, it brought to him where God has elevated him into a higher level. So in other words, innocent, it's possible to be innocent when God is by your side. But with your own effort, you cannot manage it. That is why we need Jesus Christ to convict us through his word so that he can enable us to be innocent and walk before him blamelessly, having the integrity of the heart that we are speaking about today.
Absolutely. Man, we really need to define this in the, you know, and I'm happy that you do that. Much of the times when we talk about what does innocence before the Lord mean? What does it mean to be innocent before the Lord? You know, it is because we have to look into ourselves, you know, as to what are the implications of being innocent before Yahuwah, our Father. What does it mean to be innocent? And we need to discuss about this since very less people are touching base on this issue. Very less people are touching base. Very less people are talking on this. We hear movements, yabazalwane, nan. We never hear about lives being changed towards holiness. Now we never hear about that. We hear about blessings. We hear about increasing, multiplying, and becoming tenderpreneurs. We don't hear. We hear about relationships, nokuthanda inyama nje konke le ama price stand nje agcwele. You know, we really need to. Some of us, of course, others should discuss those things with integrity. Of course, there are those who are doing that. But others, we really need to go back to that aspect and say, hey, we must define innocence. Sometimes it's like, see, ungena enkonzweni yakini yabazalwane yegama elidala. Ya, kwadlula bobhengu lapho nabo bani ba. Hey, ndoda yazini, you are in a legendary church, but wena, you are not as legendary when it comes to holiness, you know? We really need to look into those things. We have one. Yeah, hey, mina ngikhonza kubo Sibiya, mina kubo Abraham. Mara wena, are you innocent before God? Are you innocent? You know, what does your innocence mean to you? What does it mean to be innocent before the Lord? It's also something to look about. And someone can really come and topspin this and speak about repentance. Yes, they would be on point. We're talking about that. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, man. Tell us, what does it mean to be innocent before God?
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
There you go. And the number is 082-657-2729. You can drop a voice note there. Tell us, what does it mean to be innocent? I really want to know. What does it mean to be innocent, you know, before the Lord? What does innocence before Yahuwah, innocence before the Lord, what does it mean? I really need to hear from you as to what kind of sense you make out of it. Then we combine this, we relate this to the word of God, we come to the truth. That's the whole aim. It's not to expose one another, but it is to do that. You and I must do an introspection and check, man, today. In ngatsisjwayele, three worship songs, three praise songs, the reading of the word, umtshumayelo bese kuyahanjwa. Hayibo. Aibu. Ai. Kahana. Kahanang nang. Nang yabanyana. Kahana. All right. Let me bring this to you, Jabu. The word of the Lord also in Genesis 20 verse 5 says, did he not say to me, she is my sister, and she, even she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, a heart of integrity before Yahuwah, our Father, is innocence. What say you, Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, we give God the glory for being able just to educate us about this important also subject on innocence. So, innocence, shortly to define it, would be to be without blame or without guilt. Accusation about leso senzo esiyicala. So mangabe ukuthi utholakala ukuthi lelo cala ulenzani, so akukho ubufakazi bokuthi you are guilty for that act that you were maybe accused of. So kuthiwa umsulwa, ngamanye amazwi alikho icala engabekwa lona, you are innocent. So there is only a state that you can achieve in God, you know, because on our own, like izono zethu, you know, indeed we were not worthy to really be called the children of God, and also even be the people that really are like, you know, like are counting themselves as, you know, like holy or righteous before God. But because of the grace, because of also God being able to take our place, you know, and paying the price for our sins, then we can achieve that state of being innocent, you know. So ukungabi nacala, ukungabi nasici, ukuba msulwa, ukungasoleki. So ngokwethu, you know, like as you are saying, no one can claim ukuthi yena ngokwakhe they are not guilty and they are without blemishes and then they are without spot. You know, we've all sinned and run short of the glory of God, as the word says. But because of Christ, the Son of God, who has bought, you know, who has bought us, gekazilake, and paid for our sins, that is why we can count ourselves as innocent. So it's Christ only who is innocent. Ongasolekiyo, ongenacala, you know, omnene, omsulwa phambi kaNkulunkulu. So nathi, ngokholwa nguye uKristu Jesu, that is how we achieve our innocence. But on our own, there is no man yet that can stand, you know, and just, you know, declare themselves as not guilty. We are all guilty. We've all sinned and run short of the glory of God. But because of Jesus, we are innocent. Because of Jesus, we have this innocence. You know, ukuba msulwa, ukuba mnene before uNkulunkulu. Because of uKristu Jesus. So I'm trying by all means, you know, to bring it in both, like in different languages, so that maybe I can, you know, like try to make really my point, you know, so that you can understand it, you know. But shortly, you know, innocence would be, you know, being without blame, blemishes, being without guilt, you know, like being without, you know, any form of accusations that are against you. That is innocence, you know. When ungasoleki, kungabi namuntu mangabe udlula athi, this guy did this to me, this guy took this from me, this guy, you know, like swear at me or they hate me, you know, umsulwa, awusoleki, you know. There is nothing that people can accuse you of because of the innocence of God that he has, you know, embedded upon your life.
Okay, I hear you quite well. Amazing these things are. And I can say without a doubt, you know, the aspect of innocence has to mean that one is without guilt or guile before the Lord. It means there is no form of iniquity that is attached or associated to that person. You know, anything that is outside the mark of God's holiness. Is not found in us, then we know that we are living in what is known or referred to as innocence. Now, Numbers 32:22, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you may return and be blameless before the Lord and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before the Lord. Be blameless, being without blame. Let there be nothing that points at you to say, usenzile. You know when they say your sins shall follow you, kukhona izono ezithi usenzile wena. Awukakaphenduki.
Yeah.
Sisabhema. Awukakaphenduki. Nanoma ungadla amaswidi. Wadla sunlight. Uthi ubulala iphunga lebhiya. Usangiphuza. You know, those aspects of our lives that are blaming us. When we come to the innocence by God, there are no aspects of our lives that are blaming us before the Lord. Or, and in the truest sense, not accusing us, but blaming us. You know, we will be accused, of course, but we will be without blame before the Lord. And he says, you shall be blameless before me. Which means it is those things that do not accuse you. It is the things that you are guilty of and still guilty of. Tabu.
Sipo,
sorry man.
Hallelujah. It is true, Mfundisi, ukuthi we cannot clean ourselves from all the impurity that we're born with, but it is through the blood of Jesus Christ that cleans us, that makes us pure, that makes us being innocent. We have to stress this, that thank God for the coming of Jesus Christ being full of grace and truth that set us apart, make us holy, make us pure, make us being innocent. With our nature, we cannot do it. That is why if God has already purified and sanctified us through his word, because izwi lakhe liyisigezo, liyasihlanza. Uthi Paul uma ulifunda la, kulesahluko, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Uthi, therefore, if anyone cleans himself from what is dishonorable, he'll be a vessel of honor, used, set apart, holy, usefully to the master of the house, ready for every good work. In other words, when God makes us being innocent, he wants us to display his glory on planet Earth. He wants us to use, I mean, being used by him for the purification of the name of Jesus Christ. In other words, being innocent, you need the blood of Jesus Christ that could sanctify your heart, that will make your life being blameless. In other words, your conscience can be going to be cleansed by this word. And let's go to Malhala Parati Gu, Atu Tavite, in other words, when the heart is being purified, being sanctified by the word of God, you become innocent before God. Even though izo no mamam babam izo lobozenza, when you come to Christ, little people, when a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. In other words, this pure holiness and innocent heart is being created by God's word in us. That is why we need to always pursue the way of being pure before God. In other words, telling some powers in the don't fund this, as I've quoted with Joseph, he had the golden opportunity to sleep with the queen, but he chose to be innocent. You know why? He had the total capacity of fearing God in total in all eras of his life. In other words, he innocent from this. It does not appear only in front of people, but on those dark corners of our life, whereby we become innocent before God, whereby we've got things that sometimes is cruel, you go before God and confess them. That makes your life to be clean. Where a dirty mindset, you go and pray about it. Those things, they make you pure and innocent before God. Innocence, it creates our being attached to our life. That innocence, it makes us always to be pursuing indlela kaNkulunkulu, and all those dishonorable things, we avoid them so that God can use us as being the vessels of honor in his house.
Absolutely. That needs to be done. It's very important that we see ourselves in those kinds of things. Much of the times, you know, when it comes to being a child of the Father, you know, we end up not understanding that being a child of the Father also implies that you are innocent before him. You know, you are innocent before him. And I want us to talk about what does it mean to be innocent before the Lord. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say with regards to this. Much of the times, I have heard many people, you know, talking about the aspect of being a child of God, but none have actually spoken about the innocence that is prerequisite into being a child of God. Remember, if you have to be a child of God, your sins must be taken away. It means you must be made innocent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, now we have to understand, what is that innocence even all about? Now that your sins were taken away, you have been a child of God for many, many, many years. Right. Now, let me bring this to you, Jabu. It says, but you shall do nothing to the young woman. There is in the young woman no sin deserving death. For just as when a man rises against his neighbor and kills him, even so is this matter. Deuteronomy 22, verse 26. And it says, when one is innocent, it is when one has no sin deserving death.
Yeah.
No sin deserving death. Jabu, what comes to mind?
Amen, indeed. You know, as I was saying at first, that actually innocence will come when a person has been accused of an act. Just like the scripture you are quoting in Deuteronomy 22, verse 26, that there was no sin that was found worthy for the woman to die. So that meant that therefore the woman was innocent, which means, you know, like they were not guilty. There was no evidence that was good enough to really be able to convict him of the crime that he was accused of. So also when it comes to us, the word of God speaks about the devil as the accuser of the brethren, you know. So we've got an accuser who accuses us. Remember when he accused Job before God, you know, is it not because you've hedged Job, you've blessed him so much, you know, that is why he loves you like this. If you can take everything and you're going to see, you know, for real who Job is. That was an accusation against Job. So that's what the devil does to every one of us. He accuses us. But praise be to God for Jesus Christ, his son, who stands on the right-hand side of God to mediate for us, to speak good about us, you know, to speak his innocence, you know. He's like, his holiness, his purity before the Father on our behalf when the devil accuses us. So that is exactly the scripture, what it's meaning when it says, do nothing to the young woman. She has committed no crime worthy of death. She is an innocent as a murderer victim. So we are also in a position where Christ speaks on our behalf as our lawyer. In fact, many ways to Jesus Christ, you know, because it's not because of us, but it's because of Christ who speaks on our behalf. Also, even in Proverbs 21:8, the word of God confirms, it says that the way of a guilty man is crooked. But as for the pure, you know, there is also innocence. Innocence also can be defined as purity before God. His conduct is upright. So we are, but because of innocence that he has given us, unlike the guilty man, the one who is condemned, the one who has done the crime of which is the accuser of the brethren. That's why he was kicked out of heaven, because he was found guilty. That's why he was condemned. No any other person deserves to be guilty or to be condemned like the devil, because, you know, like Christ has paid for, he has paid for all the sin that man can commit. So that's why we can be innocent. We can achieve the state of being like innocent before God by Christ, his son, not on our own. There is nothing that we can do on our own to really be found not guilty. But because of Jesus, God looks at us through the eyes of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, and he found us not guilty, innocent before him.
innocent before him. Send us your WhatsApp, man. I need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this, the very aspect of being innocent before Yahuwah, our Father. What does it mean? As children of God, what should we make of this? How do you stay innocent? You know, that's one thing also that comes to mind. How do I stay innocent? But nah. How do I stay innocent? You know, and some of the things to do. I know continuous discipleship helps me to stay innocent. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. 0826572729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone. Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right, let's hear Nokolo as to what she says.
Hey, kubuhlungu la ngaphandle. Kunemfundiso ezithi you don't have to repent.
Yo.
Sithola insindiso ngegrace. So repentance, it's not for us. It's not everything that was written for ama Christians. This grace noma usetshwaleni noma ngabe uphile kanjani sisindiswe ngomusa. Baze ba quote ke ku John 1 verse, I think it's 17, ukuthi umusa neqiniso kweza ngoKristu, umthetho weza ngomusa. So there's nothing that you should do, live anyhow. As long as wena uye wavuma ukuthi uJesu yinkosi, you can even go etshwaleni or wenze noma yini, kulungile. Umusa, grace, ikusiyakusindisa. These are the teachings esizizwa namhlanje. Ha, mfundisi, ziyabuya.
Hayi, swajika. Hey, swajika sunene. Swajika. Sebasitshela into eso. But wena hamba yenze ukwenzayo. Mudimu utla frustana. Wena. Ya.
Pastor Ray and the team ngiyanibingelela egameni lika Jesu.
Amen.
Umbuyiswa ngankomo lo indoda kaSomo.
Amen.
Mina, my view on the subject of innocence before God, ngifuna nje ukulanda about the two men esizwa ngabo eBhayibhelini. Eyokuqala uJobe. Lithi iBhayibheli uJobe wayengenasici kuNkulunkulu. It means ukuthi you couldn't falter him on anything. Yayingekho into ongamsola ngayo ekuhambeni noNkulunkulu. Uyekele imsebenzi yakhe ukuthi bekanikela kangakanani, enzani, asikhulumi ngemsebenzi, but sikhuluma ngokuzinikela ngokuphelele ngempilo yakho esandleni sika Jehova. Then the second man is Enoch. The Bible says ukuthi Enoch wahamba no Jehova. Okusho ukuthi impilo yakhe yonke, there's nothing which he dependent on ngaphandle kokudependa kuNkulunkulu for everything. For everything. Now, to be innocent before God, ukuzinikela kuye ngokuphelele. Ingekho into ofuna ukuyenza ngaphandle kwakhe. Ngayifaka nje nesithathu. UDavide elithi iBhayibheli yayingekho into ayeyenza angaqalanga kuJehova. Ayobuza. UJehova ubemupha umqondo, kodwa futhi nalowo mqondo afuna ukukonfirma nalowo vela kuye. Can I pursue them? Can I do this? Can I do this? That is innocence before God. Today we've got people abadiphende kakhulu ekuhlakanipheni kwabo nasekunaku ability yabo yokuthi they can do things. We need people abazodiphenda kuNkulunkulu wholeheartedly, abazomamela bagcine izwi lakhe. Angazi, ngiyazibuza mfundisi Ray ukuthi uJesu wayeboneni yini le emcasulile ebuza abantu, ebuza ibandla ukuthi ningibizelani ngokuthi ngiyinkosi yenu kodwa ningakwenzi engikushoyo. When you are a child, when you are innocent before God, it means ukuthi whatever you say, you don't question, you don't reason with God. When you ask that jump, you say how high. God bless you. Eka sombu lendoda, amen.
Yo, Moroti, thank you so much. We really appreciate. We really appreciate. Thank you for that. Send us your WhatsApps, man. Let's hear what you're saying about this. Let's hear what you're saying. It is 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you're saying about this matter. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. You can talk to us directly there. And also 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. You can also talk to us live. We need to hear as to what you make of this. What does innocence before the Lord mean? Hey, the first voice note there, ne, yaga notolo, where it is spoken, kuti hayi ngane wenzi sono man. You know, it's the very same thing that I was saying, kuti bathi God understands ungane wenza nanoma yini lofuna kuyenza, but he understands, you know, uyazisisa. But the word of God doesn't say that. When you look in 1 Samuel 24:11, says, "Moreover, my father, see, yes, see the corner of your robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the corner of your robe, and did not kill you. Know and see that there is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand. There is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand. I have not sinned against you, yet you hunt my life to take it." Look, it says innocent is when there is neither evil nor rebellion in our hands. Huh? Neither evil nor rebellion in our hands. Jabu, what comes to mind?
Yes, this also innocent, you know, as many have been saying also, that also even my friend, you also stressed on, you know, being without guilt, so on. You know, like unga solegi, ugubamsula. So that is being innocent. So also, rebellion now, it's the scripture describes rebellion as the actually as witchcraft. You know, the sin of rebellion is equated to witchcraft.
Mm.
So that is what also will cause us to really be the people that are not standing innocent before God when we have a rebellion, because rebellion will cause us to be ignorant and also to be disobedient, you know, to that which God is instructing us to do. So one actually note that you made, the person was saying that, You know, like it's being able to take all the instructions of God and keeping them. So that is like innocent. When we are able to be obedient to the instructions of God, not just to be known as people who are powerful in speaking the word and powerful, you know, in working for God, but that which is speak to us, we don't keep, we don't do, you know. So what causes us to be innocent before Him? Because it is a form of disobedience, which is a sin of witchcraft, which is a rebellion, as you are saying. So that is why we need to be very careful that we do not just be hearers of the word only, but also we must be the doers, as the scripture commands us. You know, that is what will help us to really achieve the state of being innocent. I love also what you said, that what keeps you innocent before God is discipleship. You know, I can also really testify about discipleship, because it teaches us the word of God, which is the center of, which becomes the center of our lives. Therefore, there is no way that you can be disobedient.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I hear you quite well about this. The very aspect of discipleship keeps you going. You know, it keeps you on what we call a corrective mode, where you maintain your innocence. You know, you continue to correct those things. You look into these things and you say, okay, this is where I can work out things. This is where I can do things like this and that. It really helps. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. How do you stay innocent before the Lord? What does innocence before the Lord mean? Do we as believers know what, or do we remind ourselves as to what does innocence before the Lord imply? Or have we gone to a state where we, in many instances than one, we had gone on to take it for granted that as long as I'm in a so-called born-again church, then I'm fine. And I have a powerful Muruti. He works at a radio station, Sabathalwan. You know, and you fail to understand that this is about you and your stature before the Lord, not you and the people you associate with. We need to be careful about that. All right? Lamla Lujabe, thank you so much. And then he says, good afternoon, Bazalwana. I think we need to stay innocent by repenting every minute, so as to have pure hearts, because we may think that as Christians praying and fasting will make us innocent before God. Also, we must be willing to be obedient and do the will of God. Allow God to change our mindset as it advises. In Romans 12:2, amen. That is Lamla Lujabe. Thank you so much for that. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.